Hey Patreons, this is Olaf from Stop Me O channel, as you know, and I'm back with Patreon podcast. Now, this one is a weird one because I don't really know what I'm going to say. I guess I just want to talk about some things that were on my mind lately. Lately, I mean the past couple of months. I don't want to get into the whole exam thing exactly. I sort of want to talk about literally anything else. But before we jump right into it, I'm sure you know it, but I appreciate it so much that you're supporting me. That means so much. I think it takes a great human being to actually reach out and help another person out in their cause, whatever they're doing, and with your own money. I think that's really, really great, and that's something that I appreciate, and I'm just so happy that you guys are still here. Now, when it comes to my exam, so a thing that I actually don't really want to discuss. Let me just point out that this is a weird podcast as well because I'm standing up. I don't usually stand up, I usually sit, but it's just the way that I had my arm attached, it's easier for me. So, I mean, I always thought that it would be nicer for me to record while standing up because I'm the type of a person that I move my arms around. And well, maybe one day if I'm actually able to buy my own PC and a proper desk that's like moving around up and down. I saw that Jacksepticeye has one like that. You can basically adjust its height. That's pretty neat. Yeah, hopefully when I do that, sometime from now, I will be able to record some theory videos and reaction videos while standing up and then record my gameplays while sitting down. Well, there you go. This is the first thing that I didn't know that I would say in that podcast. So maybe there will be others. Yeah, the thing that I don't want to talk about, my bar exam. As you know, I failed it. Long story short, there's 5 exams, and even if you fail one, you failed all of them. So even though I had 4 amazing grades, but I failed the 5th one, it's still a failure. Well, I took it really badly. I didn't handle it well. It's not because I really wanted to pass it. Well, no. Not the phrase I should have gone for. It's not that I really wanted to become a legal attorney, because as you know, I'm still conflicted about my future, but it's just that I really wanted to pass it because I spent so much time, energy, efforts, my holiday days, money. Did I mention money? It's hella expensive, that damn exam, that you just really want to pass it and just get it over with and just have that paper. And what you're going to do with that, that's something else. That's a future me problem. But I found out that I failed, and it was a dark hour in my life. I didn't even cry or anything. I just sat down and I was in shock, probably like a medical shock, because I didn't actually speak. I didn't talk for about an hour. Ella was there. Thankfully, she was helping me out. I mean, I don't even know. She was just sitting there. We didn't talk. I think I went through all the stages of like denial and all, acceptance, grief, sadness, anger, and all of that. I went through those. By the end of that damn road, the whole exam road that ended up with a failure, I discovered something, and that's like feeling free in a way. I'm sure you know that I'm the type of a person that's not entirely happy. Maybe not happy is not the word. I'd say positive. I'm not the type of a person that looks at the glass and sees a half full glass. I'm more of a realist, I think. But I lately started, because of that exam, because of that failure and how it made me feel, I started to realize that I don't want to feel like that. And maybe that feeling was too intense, maybe I felt too down for me to handle it properly, and I realized that I cannot feel like that. And it's all sorts of things, because when I was preparing for that exam, I was sitting at home like all the time for more than a month and studying every single day, and I didn't really move. I was just reading and eating, of course, and I just felt so heavy after that month. I was never particularly active physically, sort of, so to speak. Like, I used to go to the gym when I lived in London, and I actually liked that, but in here, no, and especially these past months. And I could tell, you know, I was just sitting and I didn't feel okay. I felt really bad within my own body, because I would climb a couple of stairs and I'd feel extremely tired all of a sudden. And it was also like the stress that I was feeling and how down I felt. So I wanted to change some things around and I went back to the gym. I actually always liked gym. I'm not the type of a person to like, you know, park up and up, whatever. But I am sort of running and like rowing, doing all sorts of cardio exercises for like an hour or so. It's nothing too intense. I'm not trying to like overkill it, but I am doing it. And I started to eat more vegetables as well lately. I know myself, I know that I cannot actually like make a big revolution in my life. I'm past that point, sort of. I'm not going to suddenly start eating like extremely healthy, even though my ways of eating are not actually all that bad. But these are the small things that I can change. I can go to the gym like a couple of times a week. I can eat more vegetables, that's not a problem. And I noticed that there's a big change. Also because of the fact that my bar training finally finished, and even the fact that bar exam is behind me, even if it's failed. Like, I am still appealing the whole thing. There's an appeal procedure. Like, I'm drafting up an appeal right now as we're speaking, as I'm saying these words. It's Sunday afternoon, and tomorrow I will send my appeal to Ministry of Justice. So it's not a closed deal yet. It's not a done deal yet, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm not trying to think about the outcome. I just focus on that appeal lately. Because of the fact that the bar training was done and because of the fact that the bar exam was behind me, all these exams that I was passing during my training and all of that, right now it's just me and my work, and there's like nothing else. Like, there's no other, my two jobs, but there's no other responsibilities, and I feel free in a way. I guess this is probably how most people feel, but I think I was handling too many things at once, and right now I feel okay, mostly because of the gym and the change of diet. I feel, well, I wouldn't dare to say happy, but I definitely feel more positive, and that's a big change. Another thing that I was thinking about lately is the fact that exactly a year ago I went to the hospital, and I went through that small procedure. It wasn't anything big. I believe I talked about it here and there, but then they sort of had to redo it, so I had to spend a couple of extra more days in the hospital. It really messed me up. I really didn't like that feeling. I was down for a bit after that, both mentally and physically, and that happened like exactly a year ago. So I suppose I can say that I appreciate the fact that a year ago I felt terrible and I was only lying down and trying to get better. And right now I feel okay. That's something to appreciate for sure. And I like feeling like that. I like the fact that one of my biggest problems right now is the fact that Game of Thrones season 8 sucks. that's cool. Even if it's only for the time being. But it's nice having that sort of a problem instead of focusing on the fact that I failed my exam. I hope you know what I mean. So yeah, that's basically what I've been doing lately, and that's basically what's been on my mind lately. I'm not sure if this is interesting. When it comes to Game of Thrones season 8, you know, I could roam and roam about it. I'm sure if you're on Discord, then you know how unhappy I am. But if you remember that podcast that I recorded a while back about me and my childhood best friend, probably my best podcast that I recorded. I don't think I'll ever record anything as good as that one. I really liked it, actually. I know that sounds like I'm into myself, but I guess it's just the story, not the way it was told. The story that actually happened. A story of my childhood friend and myself. She's actually a big Game of Thrones fan, and we've sort of bonded again over that season. Like, we've been texting a lot and lot about that season, and all the things that I said about her being different than me, about how it's all in the past, I mean our friendship, I think that's still true. But it doesn't mean that we cannot discuss Game of Thrones sometimes. Sometimes it was actually every day. Yeah, so I think this is like a brief update when it comes to the other podcast. So me and my friend. I also have like a couple of things that I'm sort of looking forward to when it comes to this year. So I'm actually going to Spain in June. That wasn't planned, but Well, Ella is going on this business trip in June for a week, and she sort of got enough money that we can both go. So I'm sort of tagging along, and I will also go and join her, which is really cool. I'm going to Valencia in Spain. The thing is, every single day I will be sort of on my own until 2 p.m. That's not something that I'm sort of used to. That's not something that I'm used to, because whenever we travel, I'm sort of usually relying on her, because I get lost, as you know, both in real life and in games. So I can easily imagine me walking around lost in Valencia. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope I will be okay. And if I do get lost, you know, I will tell myself that it's poetic or whatever. But there's a beach, like I can always go to the beach and just, you know, sit there right next to a palm tree and tell her to like pick me up at 2 or whatever. The other trip that I'm sort of looking forward to is New York in September. We're able to buy really cheap tickets, so I cannot wait to go and see New York. This is one of my biggest dreams, and I cannot wait. I'm beyond excited, actually. I bought this really small compact camera, really cool one, DJI Osmo Pocket. It literally fits in your pocket and it records in 4K, and I was able to buy it thanks to your support. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to get that. So I'm beyond excited when it comes to going there. I'm beyond excited when it comes to recording the whole thing. I think that podcast is more of an update. I want you to know that I appreciate your support. It's really changing things around for me, and yeah, it's just so nice. I like all of you guys, actually. I really like you, and I want to let you know that whenever you want to, if you want to contact me and just talk and like get to know each other, you can always contact me. Like, I would be more than happy to talk. And if you ever want me to record a certain video or consider recording gameplay, do let me know. I'm always open to suggestions. Okay, I guess this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm not sure if this counts as a podcast, but I'm sure it counts as an update video. I hope you guys are all well, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. This was another Patreon podcast, I think. Bye, guys.